I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Is his birthday? Is that why he's not here today?
No. Hold on. I have a list of birthdays.
I know that his birthday is right around my brother's
it's
birthday,
April,
but just make sure it's not today.
I have a whole list of birthdays. Let's see. Laszlo.
Because I suppose I could check Facebook
to
see.
My niece is tomorrow. Laszlo is the 6th.
Okay. All right. Good. Whew. You'd think that by now I would know. Or not. I don't know.
It's Saturday.
Okay. It's this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so bad at that. I mean, I have three older brothers.
I'm terrible at it. That's why I started that list.
But, like, can you remember your siblings' birthdays?
No, that's or
your,
what I'm saying.
Your,
I can't remember
your mom's birthday?
I know
maybe?
My mom's.
Okay. I think I got confident with remembering my mother's birthday within the last 10 years. And keep in mind, I'm in my 40s now. So It took a long time.
What's bad about me is that I remember my mom's and one of my sisters, but not the other sister.
So I've got a brother who's Christmas Eve. That's easy.
Easy.
Then my oldest brother, I just remember. I don't know why, but I've just always remembered it. But for some reason, my other brother,
I can't
remember it. Yours is like December.
I mean, I know yours.
December 8th.
I'll never forget 8th. Yours.
12th, December 7th, the day that'll live in infamy.
You're around there. You are June 19th, obviously.
Wow.
You're a
good
Gemini.
Job. I remember one of my like childhood friends' birthdays, I think. But it's weird because, you know, you start dating and women will say, wait, well, you don't know your best friend's birthday? You're like, no. And like, you don't know your dad's birthday? Like,
See, this is why I started a list. On my notes app, I have a list called birthdays, and it's just got everyone. And as I go throughout the year, when someone says, oh, it's this person's birthday, I add it to the list.
I texted my brother last night, and I said, hey, when's Pat's birthday? Our other brother. When's Pat's birthday? And he responded. And so I went to put it in my calendar, saw that it was already in my calendar. I said, oh, it's already in my calendar. And he said, yes, you did this last year right around this time.
Mm-hmm.
You texted me, said, when's his birthday? And then you responded and said, oh, it's already in my calendar.
Sounds like, exactly
yeah,
like
that's
you.
That's totally on brand for me.
Yeah.
Dude, so I had a win today. Like
okay.
like a win. Like, you know,
you had
sometimes
a win because the Royals tax lost.
No.
And you were a hard
no,
vote no.
Hey,
yes.
Those results came out last night. I had a win today personally for me because I'll explain. But
okay.
I mean, this is like I'm walking on sunshine.
I need more of aerosol cans. I'm walking on sunshine.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, snow cone.
Slimmy.
I told you I had some great news to share with you.
You told me you were walking on sunshine.
I am walking
on
sunshine.
I think it's because the Royals tax
did
not pass.
Stop with the Royals tax thing.
I know you were very
hard vote no.
I
don't know why you started doing that on Twitch yesterday. No, it has nothing to do with that.
I was just telling the truth.
It has nothing to do with that.
Okay. But that didn't hurt.
What, the tax thing?
You were happy about that.
No, I voted for it.
Okay.
I don't know what the right answer was. I will tell you that.
I don't either.
But anyways, I know that people were very divided, but I...
Well, not very divided. I mean, it's 16 points.
Well, right. I did not expect it to get blown out like that at all. I was looking at the numbers and was like, well, when will we know more accurately?
It could go either way, to be honestly.
Those final numbers, I don't remember what they were now, but I was...
16-point difference.
Yeah, I was shocked by that. I did not expect it to have that big gap.
Okay. Anyways, why are you walking on sunshine today?
I am walking on sunshine.
Because?
Despite that. Because I've entered the upper... echelon of society.
What?
Yes.
Slim, you haven't.
I have.
Okay.
This is a massive step, a major step. When I started dating Brooke, she lived alone in a house in Westport that you went to. I saw many times. And as you know, it was a very old house.
It was.
And it was a very hot house in the summer. She had window units going as fast as they could, and it just couldn't keep up.
See
right,
where we're going here. And you put those window units in. I remember.
Well, we put new ones in, because she thought you know she had these old ones. So Steve, my buddy, and I, we went over there and put new ones in, and it just wasn't great. So she would come over to my house. You know, I'd be like, let's just go to my place. You know,
right?
Come
let's
on over.
Let's go over to Waldo. Basically, Brookside.
Exactly. You can see it right
you
over there.
You can see Brookside
that right
the
down
street.
There.
Yep.
That's Brookside. You need these binoculars. So, you know, I think. There were a lot of things. I won't get bogged down in the details, but I think that there were probably a lot of things that were maybe oversold about myself.
Sure.
And
but that's
you know,
how
like
we get
how well I was doing and things like that. Right.
I'm not going to win them off the truth.
So last summer, as I pointed out and have bitched about now numerous times, my air conditioner went out. Mm-hmm. But it went out like at the end of the summer, and so I was like, dude, just...
Damn.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, who cares?
Right. It, if we can make it through the end of this, which I thought would be like, you know, hopefully a couple more weeks, it ended up being a month of us in the living room of my house, which you've seen is a very small area. I had a sheet up dividing the living room from the dining room.
No.
Yes, I didn't tell you this. I taped a sheet to the wall to divide the dining room.
Taped a sheet to the wall.
To the wall to divide that area so that we could use a portable AC, the one portable AC we had, and try and keep any cool air in that room. Now, I'm telling you, it didn't work because we had a thermostat, and I could see that that thermostat would get as high as 90 degrees.
Do you find yourself a lot of times like looking over Brooke and like after kind of overselling yourself, like you're taping the sheet up and cranking this AC and looking at her like, God damn it, she's going to leave.
Yeah. Well, I got to be honest, the AC was like, that was a big one. Because I was like, there's been a lot of things now.
Sure,
you
that
know?
She comes to
Right. You know, a lot of like, hey, I think we're going to have to use your credit card, that sort of stuff. But yes, when the AC went out, I was like, this is bad. Like, I got to get this fixed. But I had told her, like
this
hey,
is not the life.
Now's
you
not the time
her.
To get it fixed because, you know, it's hot.
Sure.
And it's the end of summer. We'll get ripped off. So, somehow I managed to tell her, like, we'll do it over winter. It'll be cheaper. So I thought, like, well, I've got all this time to get it fixed. Dude, I had nothing but horrible, horrible news given to me by anyone who can. Now, my brother, I've got a brother who's like a fix-it guy. He could build a house with his bare hands, that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he's constantly telling me, like, here's what you do. He's sending me links, you know, buy this furnace here and then buy this and then you just have to pay someone to come and hook it up. I'm like, dude, you overestimate my abilities greatly.
Right.
I'm not putting and Brooke kept saying like, I don't think you should buy all these different pieces and try and piece them together and hope that you buy the right things. I'm like, don't worry, honey. Don't worry. I've got
Trust
it.
Trust me.
But
I got
what
this.
Happened was when I had because I started by just like looking in the phone book, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the internet. And does that make sense if you say I just looked in the phone book that you just went on Google? I guess you can just say I went on Google.
Yeah,
I looked
no
places
one ever says
up.
The phone
they
book
don't.
Anymore.
Okay,
no.
Okay. So I looked places up, and that wasn't working for me at all. And everyone would tell me like, "Oh yeah, you don't want to call those guys; they rip you off." So it's like, all right, I need to find a guy.
Didn't you have a guy on Twitch that was going to come out and look?
I had people on Twitch who offered. I had Poncho sent me a phone number.
Uh-huh.
I had our realtor friend was one of the first guys asked. He's like, "Oh yeah." He'll see it. Because I told the realtor friend, I was like, hey, this is how much people are telling me it's going to cost to get this fixed.
Oh, that's right.
And he was like, oh, no, that's not right at all. I ask him all my house questions. Laszlo and I both do. And he's like, no, that's not right. So He gave me a number, and that was the one I told you about, where it's like, now tell him that so-and-so sent you a name I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he won't respond. But just tell him that, and that guy strung me along. He would cancel on me. He'd say, I can come out in 4 weeks. You know, I'll come out. Yeah, it was always a long time. Oh, sorry, I can come out 2 weeks from today. But he kept canceling on me. So
yeah, I can't do that.
Right. So then I went through so many guys, and it was just I did. Go ahead and clip that. So going I don't know how long ago this was now. Maybe a few weeks. Brooke went out with her friend, and her college friend, and her friend is married, and her college friend's husband and I have become good buddies.
Oh, okay.
We get along really well.
Yeah, I know that couple.
So he and I went to get something to eat while the girls were doing whatever they were doing.
Okay.
And I told him about my problems. He's like, oh, I got a guy. And I have to be honest, and I'm sorry, Clay, if you're listening, but when you said, like, I got a guy, I was like, dude, I've still got a list of guys.
Right.
That I'm trying
That's
to get
like
to.
That's like when I was trying
None
to get my meds
working.
Figured out, and everyone told me, oh, trust me, call my doctor.
Because everyone doctor has a guy.
And I would call that doctor, and I couldn't get in. So everyone's like, trust me. And I'm like, at the end of that, when people saying, I got a doctor, I got a guy, I'm like,
yep.
You don't have a
That's
guy.
That's always it.
You think you do, you don't.
And, you know, Seinfeld had a bit about that. Like, everybody's got a guy. But the thing is, it's like a mechanic. You know, there's just certain things. Doctors, mm-hmm. like you mm-hmm. said. And so for this, for HVAC, I was like, I know that I don't. I had a guy mm-hmm. who installed all my stuff when I bought the house. He did it incorrectly, I found out later, and his company's out of business now. So that was my guy. And I used to tell people, like, this is my guy. Well, he had a nice van. He had several vans. I know, but he was very nice, but apparently he just did everything wrong. And then he disappeared. The company's gone. So, you know, anyway, at dinner with this friend, he gives me, you know, just call him. And honestly, they were so far down the list. I was like, I got to call these other people. This is not going to happen. I was looking at window units online.
Oh.
And I told Brooke, I was like, hey, just for a little while, we might have to get some. She's like, please.
Kicking that can down the road.
Please, no. So my buddy, Clay, he texted me. He's like, hey, did you call these guys? And I was like, no, I haven't. But I thought, okay, you know, he's bothering me. I'll call him.
Sure.
Snow cone. They fixed my air conditioner.
Seriously.
Seriously. They replaced the stuff that needed
Clay
replaced.
He had a guy.
Dick Ray Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Oh.
I will sing their praises
they run
from
ads,
here to
like
eternity.
On our sister station.
Oh,
I know
they
them.
Do?
Yeah.
Dude, super nice. When they came out, the whole thing was like my brother kept saying, you don't need all the stuff replaced. You just need this. So when they came out, my test was sort of like, just to see what people would say, because everyone had said, you need a whole new house, uh-huh, basically, uh-huh. right? This whole place has got to go.
Which you got to think, like, okay, I'm sure I do.
Right, exactly. And so what was nice about this, they came out and he was like, you know, this is what you need. It was what my brother said you need, right?
Boom.
Or what I need, that's mm-hmm. it. And he said, I was like, okay. Then he showed me what it was going to cost. I was like, you got a deal. When can you do it? And they did it like, that was a few days ago. They did it today. It took a matter of like days.
Seriously.
Literally. Seriously.
Dick
so I
Ray.
Have... yeah, Dick Ray Heating and Plumbing. I will sing their praises. And my brother, I mm-hmm. told him about it. Mm-hmm. He said he already called them. Because I will say, I did get sort of lucky because I thought I had all winter to get this fixed, like
sure.
I was saying.
Sure.
They did say, like, hey, man, you know, now is the time to get it done. And I was like, well, I was trying to get it done in, like, November, mm-hmm. December. I mm-hmm. really was trying to get a hold of people. He's like, because if you had put those window units in and then you wait, because what happens to most people is they think their AC works. They turn it on in the summer. And then it doesn't work. I think that happened to Lazlo last year. It happens to everybody at some point. We're like, oh, damn it. It worked when I turned it off mm-hmm. last summer. And so when that happens, then, you know, it's like everyone's calling at the same
yep.
time.
Yep.
So he's like, you got in there in a good window. He's like, that, you know, now, like within the next month or
in
two.
A few months,
yeah,
a month, a
this
couple
is,
weeks.
This is you got in right at the
Perfect
right time.
Time.
And I was like, dude. Something good. And I mean, when the guys this morning, they were like, oh, we're just going to turn this on and test it real quick. And I knew it wasn't going to work. I knew they were going to say, you need more stuff, right?
Right?
You're going to need this other stuff.
Yeah.
But they went and turned it on. I'm sitting in the kitchen. Cold air started blowing out of the vents, the actual air conditioner vents. You got to remember, too, though, even when I said my AC was working, it wasn't really for the last, like, 2 years. It was barely working.
It was getting
so
by
it ran,
on fumes.
It was running on max. You know, my electric bill would be, like, $400. Oof. Because it was running on max, but it could barely
okay.
cool the place.
Okay.
So as soon as they turned this on, I was like, oh, my God.
Noticeable difference.
So Nick's wedding is coming up soon. And as soon as the AC got fixed,
you've mentioned Nick's wedding a few times. Is he renewing his vows?
They're doing like, they never did an actual wedding.
Okay, okay, got it.
So as soon as I've got the AC fixed, I'm now a person with central heating and cooling, right? I'm like, I have this. So the first thing I did, it changed my whole personality. I was like, So, Brooke, did you want to go to Nordstrom or something and get a dress for that wedding? She's like, I did want to get a dress. That'd be okay. I'm like, of course that would be okay. You know, you tell me where you want to go. Nordstrom, Von, whatever it's called. You tell me. It's on me. I'd like to get you a dress for the wedding. I've got this pep in my step. Dude, it's the greatest thing. Because there's so many things that suck about being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a procrastinator,
like we are,
then things tend to pile up. Now, the benefit of being a procrastinator is that occasionally you come to realize that something that you thought you had to do doesn't have to be done. So you don't waste your time doing it early, only to find out later, we changed our minds, you do that. That doesn't happen as often as you'd like. It really doesn't happen that often. But to have something this big off my shoulders, off my chest, whatever the saying is, I mean,
you're going to coast on this for a while.
I cannot explain it. If I had a time machine and I could go back to 16-year-old me and say, hey, this is 41-year-old you, and I am real excited right now, and explain why, I think 16-year-old me would be like, dude, I gotta do something different.
But
I would tell 16-year-old me,
go back and tell 16-year-old about fixing your AC.
I would tell 16-year-old me, no.
He's going to strangle you.
You little ass. Trust me, it doesn't matter which path you take. If something like this, it's going to happen to you as an adult, and it's a huge nightmare. And when it gets fixed and you can actually do it, I'm sorry.
16-year-old you would strangle
worth celebrating.
You or try to strangle
it's
you.
It's worth celebrating. It is. When you're 16, you don't think like, the AC in my parents' house works really well. Right. Unless it doesn't, right? That's the only time you think about that stuff. And you're not supposed to think about that stuff. But, dude, I mean, I'm telling you, this is, honest to God, the best mood I've been in. I'm not exaggerating now, 2 years, 3 years. You got to understand, no part of me thought I was going to be able to get this fixed. This whole time it's been like, I'm going to put these window units in. I'm going to just have to tell Brooke that here's the problem, and I'll just keep kicking that can down the road. I really did not think it was going to happen. It happened, dude. So if you want to come over later, Snowcone.
Hey, I'd love to come check it
out. If you want to watch Godzilla with me, hang out at the house, maybe we'll order some Uber Eats, or what's that thing people do? Or they have it delivered?
DoorDash.
We could do all that, Snowcone.
Nice.
Whatever you want. It's on me,
Let's
buddy.
Do it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! My name is Slim Fast. His name is Snowcone. He's constantly... You are on your phone all day. Who are you talking to?
What?
First of all, when did you get that shirt?
Oh.
Loner?
I found it at the station.
Oh, so that's one
I think
of those
it's from,
shirts
you know,
back
that,
there?
That poster up there of Caroline Rose.
You've told me who this poster is a million times. There's a picture in our studio of a cheerleader smoking a cigarette.
Oh, she's hot.
And yeah, sure, but I never know who it is when people ask. You've told me before.
We played a song by her for a while. It was a good song, but she sent a bunch of
back there.
And it's not because this isn't like I'm a huge Caroline Rose fan. Just it's a red shirt that says Loner, and I kind of like it.
It's not a bad shirt.
It's not terrible.
It's not,
right?
I honestly thought that maybe somebody got it for you, or that you bought it and you thought that it looked cool. So yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I did not automatically know that came from the pile of trash in the back of the studio.
Okay, well, then that's a good thing, right?
That's a win. That's
okay.
A win. Yes.
That's part of the reason I kept it.
You did good. Are you playing Roblox with your kid? Is that what you're doing? I don't know exactly what that means, but is that what you're doing?
I was playing earlier.
You've been on your phone all day.
Oh.
You got troubles at home?
No troubles at home. I've been...
Oh, you've been talking to a lady. Oh, hold on. Let me stand up here. I feel like you're about to tell me that you're talking to a lady. Snowcone, I know Snowcone very well and his body language. Because you're acting odd. You're acting off. So?
I've been talking to a lady.
You have been talking to a lady. Now, I've known you to talk to ladies in the past, and you don't always tell me when you talk to ladies.
Right.
But sometimes you do.
Well,
I feel like you used to tell me more often when you were talking
to a lady.
Yeah,
with this job, yeah.
But
then
last,
I learned my lessons.
However many months, every time I get ready to leave here, same routine every night. I walk into Snowcone Studio on my way out, because it's on my way out, and I pop in there, and I say... You know, I got my backpack on and everything, and I say, so how's life? Everything good? Anything going on? And I keep it, and I come home, and Brooke says, how's Snowcone doing?
No,
is he
doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Really?
She literally does. And she says, is he dating anyone? I'm like, I don't know. He doesn't say anything anymore. He hasn't said anything in a while. And I was like, maybe I need to pry it out of him. She's like, you probably do. So maybe that's what I am doing now. Maybe this is what I should have done sooner, but you have a girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend. No, I do not have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm talking to someone.
Yeah?
Again.
She sounds hot. Tell me more.
I've been talking.
Have I met her?
Yes, you've met her.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Who?
I don't remember her name, but
then no.
There was a girl that you talked to. It has to be you talked to, and then you stopped talking to her, and then you talked to her again.
I'm talking to Keeks again.
Keeks? Who's Keeks? Your girlfriend? Your ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
You're talking to her?
Yeah.
What does talking mean? What does talking mean?
No, talking. That's it. We haven't hung out.
You guys have been dating for 3 months and not said anything?
No.
How many months ago did you break up? Last summer?
Yeah, around that.
And you've been secretly back together this whole time? I don't believe you at all.
We have not been back.
I don't believe you at all. You got back with your ex and you didn't tell any of us.
I know. I have not. No, it's been the last like few weeks. I've been texting with her and calling her. That's it. I've not hung out with her. I haven't seen her. That, I swear on my life, that is true. It's been like the last month or so, at the most.
You haven't had sex?
No. I swear on my life.
Well, you say it like that. I mean, I don't know.
I haven't seen her.
You haven't talked to me about any girls.
I haven't hung out with her since we've been talking again. And it's been like, at the most, a month. We've been texting here and there, and lately we've been texting and calling more. That's it.
It's like, then why is he admitting it to me now? If he hasn't seen her...
Well, I'm going to have to tell you
at some
point.
And he hasn't been talking to her for that long.
Well, I'm hoping I'd see her again and keep talking to her.
This is your goal right now is to try and rekindle this thing? You're trying to get your ex-girlfriend back? Ex-girlfriends back is usually easy as long as...
No, I'm not... It's not that I'm trying to get her back. It's just that...
It sounds like you are.
Oh, but no, what I'm saying is it's a potential like thing. Like it's been good talking to her again.
Right, you're trying to get back with
your ex. It's not that I'm trying to.
Okay,
it's that
it things seems have, like it would be nice.
It's been nice talking to her again.
Right, and you're
so,
feeling, you have this feeling like, boy, it would be nice to get back with my ex. Right?
I'm saying that there's a good chance that continues.
Yeah.
And
so you're hopeful?
I'm going to have to tell you at some point, so I'll just get it out now.
Because,
and I'll just tell you now.
Because now maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he hasn't seen her. I don't know. It seems a little bit unlikely, but I know exactly what this is.
On my life.
This is days away from some sort of photograph posted on social media.
No.
And you know that we're going to see it, and then you know that we're going to ask about it. And so you'd rather just admit now that that's who you're talking to.
It's not days away, but that is a possibility, yes. And you guys are going to find out.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I care about that person a lot.
Well, there you go.
And I feel like that.
It's good to have someone you care about cares about you back. Does she care about you?
I ended things.
Do you think she cares about you?
I ended things in a bad way. And
I recall,
I'm glad that I'm able to talk and try and explain.
It wasn't great. But you're lucky for you, my memory's not so great. I just remember that it was not like the cleanest breakup in the world.
Well,
what I had said,
the discussion we had was that I was on the couch and my AirPods were too loud.
Oh, the headphones thing.
Right.
Yes,
and
the headphones
thing. She walked
thing.
Away and
she
I
got
said,
mad at you
because
she said that your AirPods were too
and
loud.
And I blocked her.
Yeah.
And left a lot of stuff out. In that story?
Well, Snookum, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, that goes without saying. If I tell you a story about how I broke up with someone, it goes without saying that when a person tells a story about a fight that ended in a breakup, that they're probably leaving some of the stuff out that they did.
Well, okay.
I mean, that just kind of goes without saying.
Right, but the problem is some of her family listened. Some of people she knows from her past listen, and that they got, you know...
Wait, are you apologizing on the air right now for something that you said a year ago? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'm not trying to apologize, but
You're trying to apologize right now.
Well, I do need to apologize, but this is not like why I started this.
Oh, man, you're in love. Well, good news, her dream catcher thing is still over there.
Yeah,
I
never took it down.
Yeah, go make a wish on it right now. I'll help you. I'll go make a wish. The two of you get back together. It seems like you're going to get back together.
And it's not that I'm trying. It's just that... Look.
Hey, there's no love like an ex-girlfriend's love. You know? My dad always said that.
I feel like you're belittling me.
No, I'm serious. Exes are...
Like, you know
how
I felt
there.
About...
And when an ex isn't dating anyone and you're not dating anyone, after a certain amount of time, it goes by, it's inevitable that someone's probably going to reach out to the other one in some way, shape, or form. Could just be a little like on a post. It could be a text message out of the blue. Hey, can I ask you a huge favor? I know this is out of the blue, and I'm sorry I haven't talked to you forever, but you know, there's myriad ways that you can reconnect with an ex. But if you're both not dating someone and it goes on long enough, There's a good chance it's going to happen, if not inevitable. So I guess I shouldn't. I shouldn't be surprised. Is what I'm saying. And I'm saying, have fun.
Well,
have fun, kids.
I mean, it's something.
I think we should play a song for you two. Let's pick something good. Let's pick a song for rekindling his love.
Now I feel like I do need to.
Apologize for what?
I don't know, the way that I said some bad things.
You're talking to her, so if you're talking to her, then it seems like you...
Well, I know, but those...
Apologize
like I said,
to her, don't apologize to me.
That got the wrong impression.
No. Apologize to her. You don't have to apologize to me. You don't have to apologize on the air. If she's talking to you, everything's good. You got that new shirt. You look good. It doesn't look like it came out of the... I can tell you've stepped up your game. I should have known that there's been a little bit of pep in your step the last few days.
Man, yeah,
you've been distracted.
You know how much I was in love with that girl.
I should have asked.
And you know how I felt about her, how I felt about her daughter and her family.
Love, family, kids, you're making me sick. Play a song.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Hi.
My name is Slim Fast. That guy over there is Snowcone. He's a loner. I got some bad news, Snowcone.
What?
This is serious.
What?
I got to put my cat down.
Oh, Milo?
Yeah. I know.
Man, Milo is 1,000 years old.
I know. That's the problem.
I love that cat, man.
But, you know, I had to put my dog down a few months ago that I've had for, 15 years. And now Milo has been... You know, Milo was with me when I moved to Seattle.
Wow.
Okay? So I was what? I was like 22 or 23 years old.
Wow.
And he was not a kitten
when
I got him.
How old is Milo?
I don't know because... So that cat, I had a cat.
It's honestly like close to 20. It's got to be.
Well, he could be because I had a cat when I moved to Seattle. And then his name was Bruno. And he died from the pet food poisoning thing.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the bad cat food thing?
Yeah, that's right.
And it killed him. Like, we know that that's what it was. The vet knew it was. And literally the food that killed him.
Was there
wasn't
a class action for that?
I think there was. But, yeah, I was in my 20s. But there was... the food that I fed him is not the kind of food that made him sick. The food that I bought, but I got a free sample of this food. It was like a bag that came with the purchase of this food that I'd never heard of, and that food ended up being on the list. It killed him. Like, it was bad. So usually you hear stories like that, and you're like, man, that sucks for those people. You check your food. You're like, I guess I'm fine. Whatever. But yeah, my cat died. So. I was still kind of moving my stuff up to Seattle, and I came back to get more of my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when I was back, I stayed at at the house that I'd been renting, which was actually Lazo's old house. But anyhow, I went back to that house. My roommates were still living there, and there was this cat that kept showing up. He just kept popping in.
Okay.
And my old roommate was like, Reed, you have to take this cat. Like, I was like, I can't get another cat. Plus, this cat is a neighborhood cat. It's somebody's cat. He's like,
right.
I'm telling you, this cat keeps coming in the house. But he was full grown. So I know this sounds bad, but literally he just kept coming around. So I kept dropping him off in different places. Like, go somewhere else, dude. Because
what the origins of Milo was. Like,
don't know.
When was he born?
Don't know. Don't know any of that stuff. He was fixed when I got him.
So you kept dropping him
off.
Okay.
He was already fixed. He was full grown. He was already fixed. Kept putting him in different parts of the neighborhood. And then the morning I was going to fly back for good, like to actually finish, getting my stuff there and getting myself to Seattle. I had to, I had a flight at like 7 in the morning. So my parents came and met me at that house that I've been staying at like 5 a.m. You got to give yourself plenty of time to fly. And while we're getting all the stuff together, here comes Milo through the garage door, because I had the garage door open because we were taking stuff out to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, Milo comes running into the house at 5 o'clock in the morning. And my mom sees him and says, all right, Reed, you have to keep this cat. And I was like, I can't take a cat with me. And she's like,
He kept coming back.
She's like, I'm going to take him home. Yeah, he showed up with my parents. Like, boom, just showed right back up that morning.
Wow.
So my mom said, I'm going to take him home. So my mom took him home.
It reminds me of like in The Mask when he keeps like throwing the mask out the
right.
window. He keeps
That's
throwing
what Milo
thing,
was.
And it keeps coming
That's
back.
That's what Milo was. I mean, I don't, I, this, I hesitate to say this, but the last time I dropped him off on the other side of the neighborhood. Like, I drove him a long way away from the house.
Wow.
And like, hey, go somewhere else,
man,
which I know
meant
is bad.
To be, then.
So my mom took him, and my mom and dad, they took care of Milo for, I don't know, like a few months. And then they took him to the vet, made sure he was up to date on everything, mm-hmm. and they flew him up to Seattle, and he's lived with me ever since. Now, the thing is, this is kind of like my dog, Jolie. You, in a way, you kind of hope sometimes that your pet will die at home, as long as it's not like a, you know, they have a heart sure. attack or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still horrible.
Of course.
But you don't have to make that decision
losing
to put them
a pet
down.
Is the worst, man.
And with Jolie, it was like I kept telling everyone around me, my dog, I kept saying, hey, listen, if I'm keeping her around for too long, tell me. You know, and I would ask periodically. And eventually Brooke was like, I don't think she's living a good life, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And really, once she told me that, there, I still.
Okay, well, I'll tell
you
this.
It took a while.
The last time I was there and saw Milo, I don't think that cat's living a good life.
He's not living a good life. He's not living a good life.
I remember, because I hadn't been to your place in a while, and I remember going over all the time, and Milo would be on the porch, and
yep.
Milo, not to sound arrogant, but Milo liked me. Like, we were buddies.
Yeah. You're a cat person.
Yeah, I'm a big cat person. And so me and Milo, like, always, and totally normal, healthy, good cat.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him in probably a year, and the last time I was there, it's completely. Completely different.
He's
cat.
Really underweight.
His skin and bones.
I did get him to gain some weight.
He's blind, I think. He's deaf.
He's deaf. He's not blind. He is deaf, though. But man, so, but he sits in the. He's got like a bed, and I feed him in the kitchen so that the dogs don't get to his food. And he eats his food. He sleeps in there 20 some hours a day. And then the times that he comes out and sits on the couch with me. A couple nights ago, he does still want to go outside sometimes, and I let him, like, go do mm-hmm. something, right? Mm-hmm. So I open the door, and he will go out and sit on the front step and just sit there.
Yeah.
And then eventually he's come again. So in my life, or in my mind, I'm like, well, he's old, but he's still doing his cat stuff. He's just doing an old version of it.
I really think at this point, I think he's existing right now.
Exactly. And the turning point for me was I'm getting ready to go out of town for just a couple of days, and I thought, oh, I'm going to need someone to watch Milo. And honest to God, my thought was, I don't want someone to see how bad Milo is doing. Because I've been in denial about it. You know what I mean?
Well, at least you admit that to yourself now.
Damn, man. You know, it just sucks. It's like these pets are, you know, they're pets. They're also family members. They're also just a part of your life. Every photograph for the last 20 years, you know, there can be a picture of Milo. All those, it's really just a part of your past that goes with these animals. You know, you're like, well, that animal died because that huge chunk of my life mm-hmm. is behind me.
Right, that's
that
a chapter
huge
gone.
Chunk. My 20s, my 30s are gone, just like Milo. Yo, all right, we're done. Snow Cone, good job today.
Hey, thanks.
Liza will be back tomorrow. Sorry for that downer moment about my cat, but I feel like I needed to pay tribute to him, you know?
Man, Milo is so
great. Been part of the family for a long time. Everything will be back to normal tomorrow. I assume that, actually, by tomorrow, when you come into work tomorrow and I say, do you have a girlfriend, are you going to say yes?
No.
Are you
going to
have a girlfriend. Are you going to hang out with her tonight?
No. Oh, we don't have any plans to.
Oh, so you'd like to.
Well, I mean.
Well, why don't you? You could show her the studio.
Well,
maybe she could come up here.
That is true. I think she's free.
You're going over there tonight, aren't you?
I'm not. We don't have any plans.
Man, you got
big.
I don't have plans like you do. Snowcone's got big.
I don't have any plans.
That's a big night going to see your ex. If he actually hasn't seen her in as long as he says,
and I haven't,
then that would be quite a night. Man, reunions are the best. The best. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm looking forward to it one day.
I'll bet you are. All right. Well,
right now things are good the way they are. We'll see what happens.
I guess you know, I'll text you, but I don't expect any honest responses. At least not
all I
today,
give you is
tonight.
Honesty.
Uh-huh. We'll see. Good show, Keeks. Stay positive, kids.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.